Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janet Christie's here, too. Janet is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years she's been hanging out with us. Founder and the president of Leverage and Development, LLC, the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. Also, one of my favorites of hers, Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She's our good friend, Janet Christie. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. 10 years, you're getting old.
Coming up, I know. I know, and that's about half of the time I've been here. I'm coming up on my 19th anniversary. How about that?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I started when I was right out of high school. So, and that's the story I'm sticking to. So, Janet, I like it when you get riled up, because when you get riled up, we learn something. And you're all riled up about customer service today, aren't you?
Yeah, well, what people call customer service.
Customer unservice? Is that what you're talking about?
Fake customer service.
Fake customer. I like that. I mean, I don't like it, but I like the expression. So explain yourself.
Well, an example for me is when you're in a restaurant and you can tell that something's wrong in the kitchen because food's not coming out. Mm-hmm. People have been sitting there longer than you have, and they don't have their food, et cetera, and the waitress keeps coming by and saying, anything I can get y'all while you're waiting?
You mean like food?
Yeah. They're trying to disguise the fact that there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't staffed the kitchen properly, or somebody doesn't know what they're doing, whatever. But there's a problem, but they're trying to disguise it with perkiness.
Ah.
And my husband says that if they come by and they say, your food will be up in just a couple of minutes, that's the kiss of death. You know,
right.
It's going to be a long time.
Go ahead and open up another newspaper on your phone, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So
that's the kind of
thing.
What
should they do in a case like that?
Well, there's not much you can do at that moment to make the person feel better. I mean, I guess they're doing the things that will make them feel better. The next step you could take on that surface thing is to provide them something for free.
Because things happen, right? I mean,
yes.
It happens to everybody. And isn't the best practice just to say, hey, folks, I'm sorry, we've had a little delay in the kitchen. Everything's fine. It's just going to take a little longer to get your order out than it usually does. Thank you for your patience.
Yes. To say something like that is probably the best. And that's all that person on the front line can do. And I was a waitress my first job, and I know that I think everybody should be a waiter or a waitress at some point in their life, because it will teach you how to
deal
with people.
Right.
But that's
all
they can do.
You'll appreciate the person with the pad in their hand, won't you?
Yes. And that's what that person can do as far as customer service. For me, the servicing of the customer is not happening because they did not staff the kitchen properly, or they didn't they backed up orders for some reason. So there's some other reason that you can't service the customers, that you can't provide them what they're there for, so
mm-hmm.
you have to go back and find out what that is. Customer service is not making nice when things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Customer service is solving the problem that didn't allow you to service the customer.
Well, a couple of things here. Number one, if this is a systemic issue, then it will solve itself, because the business will just not stay around, right? I mean,
especially,
it doesn't matter. Janet's using the example of the restaurant. It doesn't matter what business it's in. However, bad customer service will kill a restaurant quicker than bad food will. And because food is in the eye of the beholder, but everybody knows what bad customer service is, right? But the thing is that the issue, one issue is if it's systemic, if it's a structural and organizational thing, that'll take care of itself. But if it's a one-off kind of thing, you know, that, so we got people who ordinarily do a good job, they try hard, and something happened, the refrigerator went out, or a piece of certain kind of products didn't get delivered from the supplier. Then what the question is not, you know, why did this happen, but it's, you know, obviously you're going to try to fix it. But the next thing is training your people to talk to customers about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen to everybody. And if you're doing your job, it's going to happen to you every so often. Then what do you do about it?
And, you know, the old proverb or saying about putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. So that you have to train your people that are on the front line to put themselves in the customer's shoes, and mm-hmm. how would they want to be treated? What would compensate them appropriately for the problem? Think about it from their angle. And pat phrases, you know, with a big pasted on smile is not really handling it.
Mm-hmm. So would you have them be more honest about it? And whenever that happens to me, I never want them to give me something for it. You know what I mean? If it's something that's not anybody's fault, so to speak, I don't want them to give me a free dessert or take half part of my meal. I don't want that. If I eat the meal, I want to pay for it.
Well, and everybody's not like that. So it depends on how the people feel about whatever you're not delivering to them. Mm-hmm. When I sold telecommunications, and we did have, we were converting all the, you know, what's called central offices at AT&T or Bell South at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things would go wrong. You convert from one computer system to another, just like in a doctor's office. You know, you go in, they go, we've got a, you know, every other visit, we've got a new system. All the records didn't come over.
Right.
So that stuff happened. What I did with some very large customers that were big businesses or mm-hmm. county governments is I took the guy who was responsible in the central office, the manager for it, that oversaw that conversion. I would take them out to meet with the customer. And they explained
mm-hmm.
what happened. But really what the people didn't understand when they explained the technical stuff,
right,
that wasn't what mattered. It was that...
The gesture.
That it mattered enough, or they mattered enough.
So maybe in a restaurant's case, the manager or maybe even the chef would come out and say, guys, we had a little problem, everything's good, you know, we're getting it fixed, thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
Thank you for your patience. It goes a long way when you're honest about it and you're right up front with them. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Janet Christie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.